Blog Talk Radio.
This conference is being recorded. Unmuted.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for calling into the Message of Christ Church. This is our 6 a.m. mega prayer. Please remain on the line. Our broadcast will be starting soon. God bless you.
Muted. Unmuted.
God bless you. Thank you for calling into our 6 a.m. mega prayer. Please remain on the line. Our broadcast will be starting soon.
Muted. Unmuted.
God bless you. Thank you for calling in to our 6 a.m. mega prayer. Please remain on the line. Our broadcast will be starting soon.
Muted.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome to Message of Christ Church, where the senior pastor is Pastor Sylvia Staples. You have tuned in to our mega broadcast for Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. prayer. You have tuned into our broadcast number, which is 641-715-3670, and the access code is 420-123-pound. Again, we want to welcome you for joining us today for the Mega Prayer Hour. We welcome you and invite you back to join us every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. We welcome you to join us every Monday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for Miracle Monday, and also every Sunday at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time for our morning Bible study. You can also reach out to the ministry. We ask that you reach out to the ministry in regards to the ministry or any need of clarity. For our administrative and our local line, our number is 773-609-2071. Again, our administrative local line. You can also make your prayer request known, and your prayer request will be distributed amongst the prayer team. Our administrative line number is 773-609-2071. You can also call that number in regards to any of the conference information that we have going forth this month, and also to register for any of the conferences. You can reach out to us by way of email at messageofchrist@yahoo.com. Again, that's messageofchrist@yahoo.com. As well as the internet, if you are on social media, we encourage you to, on Facebook, to request Pastor Sylvia Staples at Sylvia Staples as your friend. Therefore, you're able to get all the updates of the ministry, other conferences, and any word that goes forth prophetically from her. You can also reach out to us by way of U.S. mail, which is Message of Christ at P.O. Box 390-762. We're located in Chicago, Illinois. The zip code is 60639. Again, the mailing address is Message of Christ, P.O. Box 390-762. We're located in Chicago, Illinois, and the zip code is 60639. Our website is messageofchrist.net. There you will find the prayer wall. We encourage you to still make your requests known, and also any praise reports or testimonies as well as anything that is pertaining to the ministry, as far as conferences or events. You can find that information as well there. If you have not yet purchased your prayer shawl, we encourage you to do so as well for you or your loved one. Our upcoming events or conferences that we have for the month of October, our Victorious Women's Conference is scheduled for tomorrow, which is October the 8th from 12 noon to 3 p.m. If you are attending, we ask that you just register you must register at our administrative line so that we can have a head count of who's attending. That location is in Chicago, Illinois. It's Bucktown Wicker Park Library. The address is 1707 North Milwaukee. If you need further information, just call in and get the information. Our next upcoming conference is presented by Pastor Sylvia Staples Ministries, and the theme is The Battle Is Not Yours. That's going to be held October 23rd, 2016. That's a Sunday at 3:30 p.m. That location is Grace Christ Fellowship. The address is 223 Oak Street. That's in Mounds, Illinois, where the pastor is Pastor Lloyd Jordan. We encourage you to attend the conferences for this month for fellowship. We encourage you to come out and fellowship with Message of Christ Church at any given time. At this time, I am your host, Sister LaLonda. If you can go ahead and invite someone to the line, a friend, a loved one, someone that you know in your heart that has a testimony. This is our testimony week. We encourage you to just go ahead and invite someone out. Through prayer, just want to set the tone. There was a song by Marvin Sapp that I did want to play. So let's see if it plays at this moment before the prayer as you go ahead and invite someone out. 1 second. And if I don't get it to play, and it's just a reminder of how praise and worship music can stir up a testimony. He was just speaking about his testimony, and despite of everything, how he came through where his testimony was at. So again, it's My Testimony by Marvin Sapp. If it doesn't play, we're just going to go forth with opening the line as far as star six and make your testimony known. And star six if you have any background music so that it don't interrupt the rest of the callers. So at this time, as I go forth in prayer, we just want to thank the Heavenly Father for this day, which is our testimony, as we are living sacrifices. We thank you, Father God, because we bring forth, Father, the joy that you've given us. We bring forth, Father God, the strength that you've given us right now today. We bring forth, Father God, the love that you have given us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for who we are in you today, Father God, because you said, Father, we're still here, Father God, that you still have purpose in us, Father God. So we thank you, Father, for every purpose on this line, Father God. We thank you for every ministry on this line, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for every vision on this line, Father God. As you have brought us together, Father, let us exhort each other in love, Father God. Let us come, Father God, with good tidings, Father God. Let us come forth, Father God, with our testimonies, Father God. We just thank you, Father, as we decree and declare, Father God, what you've done for us, Father God. If you have not done enough, Father God, if you don't do anything else, Father God, you've done enough, Father. But we thank you, Father God, because your word does not go out and come back void, Father. And because we are your word in flesh, Father God, because you spoke our name, Father God, before the foundation of the earth, you had a plan, Father God. So we thank you that we're still alive, Father God. We thank you that we're still breathing, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we are a part of your blessing, Father God, that we are a part of the empowerment in this day, Father God, to go forth, Father God. Yes, Lord, in a true fast in you, Father God. So go forth, Father God, in the hedges and highways. So go forth, Father God, is your promise right now today, Father God. So go forth, Father God, to touch and agree, Father God. Yes, Lord, with your people, Father God, because you are our God and we are your people right now today. We lay our life down, Father God. Yes, Lord. We lay our life down, Father God, and pick up the life that you've given us, Father God. So we thank you, for we know the testimony, Father, but we know what you brought us out of, Father God, but we know the darkness that we used to be in. For we know, Father God, that as we put our old man on and put on the new man, Father God, we thank you for newness in Christ, Father God. We just come to you for the old things that have passed away, Father God, and behold, we stand new today in you, Father God, with a new heart, with the right spirit, Father God. So we just thank you right now today, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you for every testimony that goes forth. We come against any retaliation. We come against any backlash, Father God. We come against anything that tries to attack the mind, Father God. We thank you right now because our mouth is not muzzled, Father God. But as you cause us to speak good tidings, as you cause us to spread the gospel, Father God, we thank you for our life right now today, Father God, because we are a living sacrifice, Father God, because we come to you, Father God, yes, Lord, this morning, Father God, to seek, Father God, the goodness of you, Father God, to speak the goodness of you, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. So again, this is Testimony Week with Message of Christ Church. You have just tuned in to the Message of Christ Church at this time. If you have a testimony, feel free to star fix your phone and share your testimony. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And if we receive testimonies, on this line, we just want to encourage you to keep your testimony in your heart, not just for Message of Christ, because Pastor Sylvia Staple is a visionary. She has a mission. And if don't nobody else walk out what the Father asked her to walk out, she has to still walk it out. So just remembering when we are engaging ourselves, and when we are on the line, there's a vision that we tap into when we make this call and we get on the prayer line. There's a mission that we tap into. This is our sister. This is our sister in Christ, and we just have to honor what the Father has given us. So when our testimony, or whenever she brings forth whatever the people need, just be aware and be mindful that it's from the Father. It's something that the people need. It's something that she was asked to get to the people in order for them to actually understand their purpose, or in order for them to see what gifts they have, or to basically what it is, testimony, to be able to testify of what it is that God is doing in your life. Because you can lay... things can lay at dormant in you, as well as things not being healed, bringing forth confusion, bringing forth darkness. You can say that you love God. You can say that you love Jesus. You can say that you go to church. But if there's no power in you loving God, if there's no testimony, if there's no demonstration, if there's no experience that you have, then you have to go back and you have to check yourself. You have to look in the mirror and see what God has put on you. And like I said in the prayer, if you're still here today, you still have purpose. There's things that God has brought you out of. There's things that God has changed in your life. There's things that God has brought peace to you in. There's things that God has brought joy. There's things that God has made you patient in. Those are all testimonies. Those are all testimonies. And what needs to happen is, as believers, we have to understand that our testimony is an answer. It's an answer for whoever is listening. It's an answer for whatever ministry we're actually connecting with, whatever ministry we have made relationship with. And ministry is the work of what God has called us all to do. So in our testimony week, just bring forth whatever it is the Father has brought you forth through, whatever he has established you in. We know when we were in our old ways and in our old body, well, not our old body, but our old ways and the old man, we know what that looked like. We know what it is that stagnated us. We know the reprobated mind that we had. We know the double-mindedness that we had. But to be in a new state in this time, to have a right mind, to have a Christ-likeness in this season or this time, there is a word that goes forth from our life as a testimony. So just to encourage you, in this time of testimony week, just in my life, when you accept, as for me, when I accept what the Father has given me, and I took my imagination off his manifestation as far as ministry, as far as how church is, how to come to church, how to be in church, as far as not worrying about what he say or she say, or as far as not worrying about what gifts he or she is moving in, when I took my imagination off of what it is that he told me to do, when I put down the life that he told me to put down, and I started picking up those things that he told me to pick up, he gave me a word. He gave me an instruction. He gave me details. Because before I picked up what he told me to pick up, as far as the right way, as far as appropriating or the perception of what it is, as far as my faith being put on a situation, as far as my family, as far as my children, as far as my workplace, and I'm still day by day trying to receive my part or being in faith for what it is that he has spoke out his mouth instead of picking up the things that he told me not to. It's amazing because he can't speak or he can't give you anything as far as the blessing towards a situation or anything if you're not in the position to receive it. So me being in the position to carry the thing like he told me to carry it, to carry my family, I get more instruction. I get more direction. Things become clearer. The big picture that we all look at is done on earth. The big picture that he showed us about everything, he said there's a space and time. And we know time don't wait on anybody, but at the same time, God said there's a space where he wants us to develop, where he wants us to mature. And in my life right now, I am in that space, and I'm able to see clearer. Faith causes us to see the future. I'm able to see things already taking position, and all I have to do is become, stay that person that he has actually built me up to be, and become more of what it is that he wants me to take possession in, that he wants me to speak into, that he wants to send me to. So that's my testimony about my spiritual walk as far as since I've been saved. And there was a time where I thought I had it all together, and not all together like I know everything. It was just all together like, okay, now I'm at church. I'm not doing what I used to do. I'm not where I used to be. But that wasn't enough because I kind of like capsized it and kept myself in this comfortable place like, okay, I know this much and I know this much. I don't want to know that. I became fearful of what it is that the Father was showing me. But until I attacked that fear, until it was a word that brought me forth to overcome being the person that he's called me to be in my life, in my family, in business, in this world, on this earth, it wasn't until I settled that in myself and I accepted the life that he gave me. Because at one point in time, it was just like too much for me. And that was only because that was me. I believe that it was me that was doing these things because he's using us is still him. And we still have to receive. He said he orders the steps of the righteous man, every step. Not every thought we have, but every step. And we can be some heavy thinkers at times. He can speak a thing, and then we go to thinking about what it is that he's talking about. When we didn't sit with it, we didn't pray with it, we didn't meditate in it, we didn't devote ourselves in it, he just spoken and we thinking. But I thank God for being in my right mind, because your right mind causes you to always seek him before any thought, before any word comes out your mouth. So that's my testimony as far as me walking spiritually and maturing in God, because he said we walk like a child, speak like a child, but he said when we got older, we put away childish games. We put away petty thinking. We put away our own ways of thinking. And I just thank God for being in this space right now, because I can receive more. So if there is a testimony, since that was just the opening, if you have a testimony about your spiritual walk, if you have a testimony of the things that's manifesting in your life because you love God, because you love Jesus, because you go to church, make your testimony known at this time. Testify about the goodness that God has, you know, matured you in, what gifts, you know, he stirred in you to will and to do, and how you're able to walk those things out in your life right now. Just star 6 your phone. The line is open.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I got a testimony. I be here laying down and don't give my testimony. I don't know about nobody else, but I got a testimony.
You woke me this
morning. He clothed me in my right mind. I'm not having that much pain like I was having in my body. God's slowly healing my body. He's anointing me more than ever. I just thank God because He's been so good to me. He raised me up many times when I'm down. My God, He is so good to me. I be ungrateful to be here this morning and don't give my testimony for all what God have done for me. My God, He kept me from death, laid in my cold grave, that I could be here to give a testimony. I'm not among the living this morning, but I'm not among the dead this morning, but here I'm among the living this morning. That's
hallelujah.
My God.
Yeah.
And, you know, 3 car accident I've been in, 3 total car before, and God brought me out of all of them. This one was the worst one I've been in, but I still am praising God, because even though sometimes my body going through pain, I still praise Him, because, you know, He been so good to me. Even though sometimes the devil tried to get me discouraged from not praising God, I still praise God. I still give my praise. I still give my honor, because God been so good to me. Nobody ain't been good to me in my life like God, my God. And I just thank God this morning for telling Him how good He is to me. I praise His holy name, and I thank Him for His mercy. I thank Him for His forgiveness of my sin. My God, I thank Him for forgiving me every day of my sin when I come short. My God, I just thank Him this morning that He took me out of darkness into marvelous light, my God. And I thank Him for answering my prayer when I come to Him. I have a lot to give God thanks for. I don't know why people don't want to give God thanks and give it a testimony. Because if you woke up this morning, that's a testimony. Someone didn't woke up this morning in a coma state of mind. I lost so many of my friends what died and went on. I just got I just lost an uncle the other day, and I lost my friend family the other day, and I can go on and on and on, and people been leaving here, and we still here among the living. That's a testimony. I just thank God this morning because He still performed miracles. My God, I thank Him. Because He is the only one right now in my life where I could look upon when I'm down to praise Him and praise Him and praise Him and give all the glory and tell Him for all the storms He brought me through. So that's my testimony. Yeah. When the enemy come with the plan, the enemy was courage, my God lift me up all the time. My God, I seek His face. I ask Him. And I ask him, I say, God, if there's any wicked way in me, I ask you, God, to remove it in the name of Jesus. And I thank you this morning because you woke me up this morning about 3:15. And when I got up, I started reading my Bible, and I just gave him all the praise. So I thank him this morning that I'm alive and I'm well, even though I'm going through my little obstacle. That's all right, because guess what? I'm still alive. And I thank God this morning. That's my testimony. Just keep praying for me. And you keep lifting up Pastor David's prayer. Don't forget to pray for that woman of God, because she's a powerful woman of God. Amen. I love her dearly. I pray for her. And just keep her in your prayer, Sister Hour, too. Lift them up in prayer, because they need prayer, just like we need prayer. Praise God. Just be blessed,
Amen.
Everybody. And
Amen.
I love you all. This is Sister Judith from New Jersey. Keep praying for me while I keep praying for all of you on this line. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Sister Judy from New Jersey. We connected in different cities and different states. And you bring forth so much testimony. There's a lot of key points that you touched. But before we go forward and we touch those key points, I just want to put a highlight on it. And she spoke about her testimony. And she spoke from a place of sincerity. She said she was in 3 car accidents. And when you down, the only person that can bring you forth is God. The enemy, what the enemy meant for evil, God turned it around for her good. But it was one thing she didn't forget. She still praised him in the midst of what she was going through. She still asked God for forgiveness of her sin. We all fall short of his glory. But in the same token, he has asked us to bring forth, because we are saved. He was born into sin. We was reborn into eternity. But then while we in this flesh and while we on earth, we sin every day. We are not moving in what it is. Well, our intentions is to move in that perfection. Because he said, be ye perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect. But we know what God is requiring of us. And at the same time, he said, ask for forgiveness. He said, repent. We have to repent on a daily basis for things that we don't even know of. He said, the known and the unknown. The things that we remember and the things that we forget. So she spoke a lot of how her testimony is just so genuine. So we just thank you again, Sister Judy. God bless you. We love you as well. We're going to continue to pray for you as well as this ministry. If there's another testimony, just star 6 your phone and mute yourself in at this time. Yeah, and thank you, Father. Yes, Lord, thank you, Father. As he brings forth, as God brings forth this day, that we done already commanded, we done already seek him in, this is the day that he still has made. God reveals things to us. God brings forth revelation. He brings forth whatever it is that we need to see to make our life easier. He said his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And he said, come forth, all those that are heavy laden. And I know in my walk, certain things have caused me to isolate myself. Certain things caused my testimony to be isolated or whatever it is that God has done for us causes us not to share the goodness, because we isolate ourselves, because there's fear, because there's pride, whatever those things are, whatever those things that's been rooted in us that causes us not to be exposed at a time, because God is going to expose everything in this season. And that's a good thing, because whatever it is that's stopping us from maturing, whatever it is that's stopping us from exhorting our fellow sisters and brothers in love, whatever it is that when we come into the house of God, or when even when we walk out our door, whatever it is that's causing us not to actually be a vessel to be used or to co-labor in God or with God at this time, he's going to show us what that is.
Okay.